This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Dance to the beat of your own conundrum.
It's Hey Riddle Riddle
on HeadGum.
Damn, we rehearsed the shit out of that.
We took that so many times to get that.
We hit that hard.
And we hit it hard and we hit it it went to bed wet.
I'm going
to
go.
We hit it hard and it went to bed wet.
Welcome back to Kind of a Saying.
I would be so good at a game show called Kind of a Saying. They'd be like, finish this saying, but not really.
My friend Steven from high school wanted to be the type of person who said sayings, but He didn't know any. And one time, in true anger, he said, stop eating lunch off my back. And we made fun of him for a month.
I think he meant to say get off my back because you were probably using him as a table.
Yep.
Or he meant to say, this guy's really eating my lunch.
But stop eating lunch off my back.
I like having the thought that it's like, you know what I want to be known for? Sayings. I want to be the good at sayings guy.
Better to have loved and lost than to walk in on your parents dead.
One penny, two pennies a day, and there's no more doctors. What is it?
One in the hand is worth, what's this on my hand?
Do you have one?
For sure.
Cool. Let's head out.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary, she contracted ovarian cancer. Oh, God. Hey.
Riddle, riddle.
I'm going to be old man puzzles this week. I've decreed it. I've declared it. I've said it and I've snared it. So that's what's going to happen. And you'll all be at my mercy for the next 45 hours.
Yikes.
My episodes take a little longer to record.
We edit them down to a palatable 40 minutes.
If that. But for this episode, I have a kind of a special treat. I was driving back from...
Aren't all treats special? Isn't that couched into the meaning of the word?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's my first
riddle. You don't give a dog a special treat. You give a dog a treat.
Can you give a dog a loan? I want to be good at sayings. So I was on the way back from a road trip today, and as I was thinking about, you know, the show and the record later, I thought, you know what? I want to take a stab at writing some of my own riddles. So these are riddles. I think maybe one of them is not, but most of these riddles are riddles that I wrote to try to suss these out for you. Everyone in the car was sleeping, and I woke everyone up to be like, hey, guys, can I run some of these riddles past you?
Were you driving?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
And sleeping. And I'm a dog.
Oh, thank God.
But I woke everybody up and I was like, can I run some riddles by you? And I was like, these are warm-up riddles to get people's brains working. And they got them so fast. They got them so immediately that they were like, oh, no, they're good. And I'm like, no, you're supposed to get them. So these are very easy. I've play-tested them once. And if you don't get them, I'm embarrassed for you.
If we don't like them, will it hurt your feelings?
No, absolutely not. So I tried, I'll talk about my methodology for writing these a little later. And... you know, if you're at home and you're considering writing riddles, this is kind of fun. It's like a fun exercise. But
write a riddle so easy, yeah. A car full of sleeping people can get it.
That's the real riddle.
My first question would be, did you copy formats or like vibes of different riddles? But answer that after.
They weren't specifically for Matt, but Matt was in the car and he did enjoy them. Oh, you said floor mats because we're driving in a car. You want to kill me? Okay. I will talk about that at great lengths after we are done.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. I am too tired but cannot sleep. I have spoke but cannot speak.
It's something with two tires. It's a bicycle. Yeah. Spoke on a wheel, two tires.
Yeah.
Sleep at the wheel.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's a bicycle.
Cool.
Too tired, and it.
I'm too tired spokes. From.
I'm sorry.
I was doing that song. I'm too tired for
my bike. I'm too tired for my bike. Okay, you guys ready for a warm up riddle number
yes,
two,
sir?
Ooh, I love the formal nature of it. Natal, can I get a yes, sir, from you?
It'll be entirely manufactured energy. Yes, sir.
That works.
Your Majesty. I pack a punch but cannot fight, but poke me and I can delight.
And I candlelight?
It doesn't say candlelight, but...
What did you say?
I can delight. But candlelight is fun, too.
I pack a punch, but do not fight. Poke
but cannot
me.
Fight.
What? What did I say?
Do not.
Oh.
Oh, were you thinking of a donut?
I pack a punch. I pack a punch.
I pack a punch, but donut fight.
I cannot fight.
Do not fight.
What was the second part?
But poke me, and I can delight.
Can delight.
No.
Someone who packs a punch for a picnic.
Stop eating punch off my back.
I feel like you guys are treating me like a punching bag.
Is punch like the drink? Like a fruit punch?
Yeah, it's like a school lunch.
I don't know if I'm allowed to answer.
I pack a punch like a high C or an Ecto cooler.
I'm not allowed to answer questions about this without checking with the author. Would you guys mind if I...
Oh, God.
But didn't you say you wrote them?
Oh, yeah, I guess I did. I guess I am going to do a fun little thing, aren't I? Oh.
The floor is yours.
JBC, this is Old Man Puzzles asking you. Can you answer questions about these riddles? Who's asking the questions? This is JBC. Who's asking the questions? That's Adel and Aaron, the people who are always mean to you and don't respect you and manufacture energy when they call you sir. Oh, yeah, you can tell them that I'm not going to be answering any of their fucking questions and they can both go suck a bunch of butts. I'm not going to tell them that. That's horrible. Hey, guys, it's me, Old Man Puzzles. JPC says that he's not going to answer the questions, and you can suck a big bag of dog's asses.
I heard
that what
suck
he said?
Some butt.
Oh. Is it a tickle me Elmo?
I got caught.
Packs a punch but does not fight.
Packs a punch but cannot fight, but poke me and I can delight.
Tickle me Elmo.
Capri Sun?
It's a Capri Sun! Yeah, Adel got it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's a pair of capris, son.
I like that one.
It's capris, son. Yeah, that took some workshopping.
And that fits in with stop eating lunch off my back.
Yeah.
Stop, part of that's a capris, son.
It fits in directly with stop eating lunch off my back. Cool. These are getting a little... Okay, so this one is not one that I came up
these
with.
These are getting a little what? Finish that sentence.
The quality takes a steep drop off after a point, so that's why I'll do
really,
this one.
From here?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is like the Marianas Trench.
Okay, yeah. Nobody knows what that was, college.
Marianos? Like the grocery store?
Yeah,
the Marianos Trench.
That you have to...
You know that store where all the fish go, the Marianos Trench?
Excuse me, I was in aisle 4 and I kind of dipped down. I think that there's a Marianos Trench in here.
Okay, we got to see a scene.
But I can still hear the piano playing.
We got to see a scene where Erin is a dolphin. She stops into an underwater Marianos. And JPC is a killer whale who's... no, JPC is going to be an otter who works at the store.
Got it.
Cool. And so Aaron's a dolphin, not a monkey.
Oh, I can't do it. How do you do it? Ew. Oh, no.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is everything okay? I heard you screaming in the aisle.
Yeah, I broke something. Do I have to pay for it?
Oh, well, I mean, well, my boss is in a... What did you break?
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, no. Is it a feminine hygiene product?
Worse.
Is it spaghetti sauce?
Worse.
No, don't tell me it's a lamp.
No, it's in the sexy aisle.
Oh, in the sexy aisle. Oh, is it a...
This woman here broke her water. Her water broke. Sorry, I'm a starfish who's just twirling through.
Sounds like you're like a star fucker fish trying to get up in people's business.
No, I'm just saying I know Trent Reznor, but I mean, we're friends.
Who else?
I have his cell phone number. You want to see?
Who else?
Are you friends or are you more like sea anemones?
I better go.
I think we all better go.
No,
and
you ought to stay.
I wanted to be in one. I couldn't think
and
of any sea puns.
And sea puns. God, sea puns. Wow,
I should have said Alanis Morissette. You ought to know.
You ought to know.
You're listening to Hayward or Riddle, the worst podcast in the world.
She's singing Your Otter Nose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She thinks otter noses are adorable?
Because she gave an otter a hand job in a movie theater.
That sounds pretty cool. Yay.
I want
to
die.
I'm just trying to think of sea puns to put in Alanis Morissette songs. I'm going to need 40 minutes.
Okay, we take 40. But while you're taking 40, think about this warm-up riddle. I have four legs but cannot walk. I have a head but cannot talk.
It's like having four legs but you cannot walk.
Got it.
That's her.
That's the dolphin. You got your dolphin.
Well,
can you repeat, it?
Yeah.
I have four legs but cannot walk.
I have four legs but cannot walk. I thought you were asking Aaron to repeat her.
Can you repeat your Alanis dolphin? Alanis porpoise set.
Oh, wow. That's great. I have four legs but cannot walk. I have a head but cannot talk.
A table with a penis on it.
It's a penis table.
Yeah.
Classic penis
table. I have four legs
table.
But cannot walk. I have a head. It's going to be a bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bed.
Cool.
It's going to be a bed. I do like the delivery
Stop
of that.
Stop eating myself in bed.
Hey, walk a mile in my bed.
early to lunch and early to rise.
Makes one healthy, wealthy in bed.
Sort of saying.
It's a bit of a sort of saying.
Hashtag sort of saying. Hashtag keeping it real.
Oh, definitely this week. Hashtag sort of sayings.
Hashtag,
dying to know what you're going to say.
Hashtag you otter knows.
Yeah, if you guys have sort of sayings, please tweet them at HRR podcast. No, at Hey Riddle Riddle.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet them at us and hashtag them. Hashtag sort of sayings. That's sort of with an A. Sort A sayings.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I get a few seconds?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I didn't ask. And I don't actually don't want to say guys. Are y'all ready for this one?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a lady.
I'm trying to eliminate guys from my lexicon.
Me too. I've been saying y'all.
Everyone says me too.
I've been like, hey, y'all.
Yeah, but I'm not from the South. So I feel like y'all is disingenuous.
Or I'll say everyone. Hey, everyone.
I have been saying y'all.
Or folks. Folks, y'all. It's anything Southern. Folks, y'all, everyone.
It's really hard. It's really in my brain. Hey, guys.
Yeah, I do. I say hey, guys, a lot, and I talk to people on the phone at work, and I like don't want to say y'all. But
hey, everyone.
Okay, I'm ready.
What I say now is, hey, y'all want pie? And they're like, I'm sorry, I don't have any pie.
Hey, y'all want to come in from the gazebo to the veranda?
This guy's got pie. Hey, everyone, come right in.
Hey, guys, come. He's got pie.
Hey, guys, come here. He's got pie.
No, not guys.
Let's slice it up on the shiffer robe.
Okay, y'all. I'm underground. I'm in the air. Without me, you would not be here. You'll be cool if you stick with me, but you'll not find me in the sea.
Ice.
Alanis Morissette.
I have one vote for Ice and one vote for Alanis Morissette. No, it's one of those options.
It's, it's Alanis Morissette.
No, it's neither one of those.
I have no choice. Is that Alanis Morissette? No.
But I'm just an animal. Yeah, isn't that her?
You're taking your case. Time and
you've
time
already,
again.
Yeah, you've
is
already
won me over.
Won
me over.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Under the sea.
Yeah, that's good.
Great.
Is it Ice? No.
No, it's not Ice. But Ice is a guess, technically.
Water.
So you'll not find me in the sea. Brings me to my first
kelp.
Brings me to my first dead stop of the episode.
It's gotta be kelp, right?
No, we don't need to do a dead stop. You'll not find me in the sea. I feel like you guys are saying things that are exclusively found in the sea, like water and kelp.
Jellyfish.
Hmm.
Read it again.
Can you read it again?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry. I'm underground. I'm in the air. Without me, you would not be here. You'll be cool if you stick with me. But you'll not find me in the sea.
Trapper Keeper. Jansport.
Yeah.
Stars.
I'm underground, I'm in the air?
Yeah, that's just like some
Gravity.
Fun. That's like some fun filler till it gets to.
A lot of riddles have two or three lines of fun filler that won't matter for the riddle. We honestly, this podcast has taught us that.
Everything. I'm under the ground. I'm in the air.
No, I'm underground. I'm in the air.
What did I say?
You said I'm under the ground.
What's the fucking difference?
Okay, well, that could be the riddle.
I'm underground. I'm in the air. Oxygen. Dirt. Trees.
You got it.
Purple stuff. Sunny
D. Trees.
It's trees. I'm underground. I'm in the air. Without me, you would not be here. You'll be cool if you stick with me, but you'll not find me in the sea.
That's excellent.
Thank you, guys.
Did you write that?
I did write that. That was
well done, JPC.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Okay. They do take a steep decline.
Who do you think people want to hang out with? Adel or me? Based on the last 15 seconds.
Me? Please hang out with me. Well, honestly, don't hang out with me. I like that one. The thing that I like about riddles is I like the rhyming like component, like that make them sound like they're like mysteries that you like an old man would tell you to cross his bridge. So that's
an old troll. Man puzzles you mean a troll.
Okay. This is another original. This is a JPC original read by Old Man Puzzles, which is JPC this week.
Would we say this is a JPC joint?
This one is more than anything is a JPC joint.
Like many famous rappers, can you yell your name somewhere at the beginning?
And then the year?
So the rappers don't yell their own name. Usually they have a hype man saying like JPC, and then they go into...
And then the year.
Yeah, the year. And the year of our Lord. Let me do the riddle first, okay? And then you guys can decide. This is a JPC joint. I love to hump. I always spit. You want to ride, but you got to sit.
Oh, that camel.
JPC, 2005.
That could also be JPC.
It's JPC. The answer is camel or JPC.
Into it. Can you read it again? Because you really enjoyed reading it.
I love to hump. I always spit. If you want to ride, you got to sit.
2018. You'll turn up my snare.
I hate these. All right. The last of these warm-up riddles before we get into the actual hot pubsies, Fortnite, dabbing on your corpses, Fortnite.
Little Dabner's back.
Kid riddles.
This one, Aaron, I'm sorry. I will write you a more personalized one in the future, but I want to exclude you from this because I'd love Adel to focus on this riddle. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm going to take a quick little nap.
Actually, you know what? If you want, you can play along with as well, but this... Keep in mind that this one was one that I wrote for Adel specifically.
No, I'm going to write you a letter while you read this one to Adel.
I'm going to write you a love song. Okay, cool. Adel, you ready?
I wrote this one for tonight.
This is a specific, special one for you.
Oh, what if Smashing Pumpkins wrote, Fortnite.
Dabbing on your corpses. Dabbing on all my haters.
Melancholy and the Infinite Dabness.
When I am drunk, I drink my piss. I wish that I could kiss my sis. I play a badger on a show. I drink piss. I'm a pervert and I'm stupid. Who am I?
Oh, boy. I don't know the names of the guys from the dollop. I'd say that or maybe... Oh, boy, this is a hard one.
It's actually...
I don't want you to read it again.
It's true. I can't
read it again.
I can't read it again. But the answer is Aaron Keefe.
Wow. All right.
It's the one of the misdirect. You know that it's Aaron because I said I drink my piss twice. I was getting pretty slap happy at the end of writing these. And that one tickled me, so that one's
so
only...
So this is the episode where we just give up?
That one's only fun for me. And Aaron wrote me a little note. I will now read this little note.
By the time you read this, I will already be gone.
Oh, it's a little doodle on it. Dear JPC, go jump in a lake, comma JPC. P.S. Fuck you, love. Aaron. Wow, she loves me. I took what I needed out of that.
Aaron, I got it. Your note just made me think of it. The perfect pun. Atlantis Morissette.
Oh.
You did it. I'm really happy for you.
I'm going to head out. You guys have fun.
Aaron, I really wish you took that opportunity to go jump in a lake to do a sort of saying there. Like a go jump in a dog that won't hunt.
Do you have notes on my...
While JPC gets some notes, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Puzzies and Riddies.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with... Oh, no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh, no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy suffer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People
can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought
JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Ooh, we're back. And
I thought you were going to say somebody stop me.
Somebody do not go in there. we're back. We are going to change it up. So for the rest of the episode, for the riddles and puzzies for this episode, I'm going to invoke a special rule.
Oh, do we have to hold hands? No. Is this like a seance?
I'm going to revoke your special rule to make
invoke
comments.
Or revoke?
This is going to be in vogue.
Never going to get it.
So the rule for this is that you can ask me yes or no questions. Those are the only questions that you can ask, and I can give you yes or no answers about any of these riddles. Cool. So there won't be any hints, but there will be like any yes or no questions I can answer to give you more information should you need it. The other thing that I will say is that these riddles I am reading from it's like a booklet. It's like not, you wouldn't call it a book because it's like 15 pages.
A pamphlet.
So I'm reading
this. It's like Common Sense by Thomas Paine.
Exactly.
College.
From a pamphlet that was originally published in 1981. Now, I read some of these and they're like so awful and not even words that I would be comfortable saying. So we're going to skip over some. But keep in mind, original year that these were published was 1981, and you can ask me yes or no questions.
We should specify, I believe, that pamphlet was handed to us by a fan of the show after a Hello from the Magic Tavern live show. I can't remember do you remember the guy's name?
No, I'm sorry.
Please email us your name
so
that we can give you credit.
Yeah. And he handed us like 3 books, and he was very cool and nice.
He was very cool and nice.
Also, just email us your name.
Everyone email us your name.
No, you don't have to email us your name. Just email us. We'll see your name on your email. Oh, yeah. Unless you have a weird email.
Or if you have something that you want to be called that's not your name of your email, just email us your name.
Yeah. If your name is in your email, email us a weird email.
We're going to get a lot of emails.
Call me by your name if you see me.
You can call me Al.
Hi, Jack. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to read some of these. You can ask me yes or no questions. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
A wife gave her husband a single article of food. He died as a result of eating it. And even though thousands of people heard of it, the wife was never brought to trial.
I know this one. Nobody eats articles of food. You wear articles of clothing.
Damn it. You got it. So, yeah, it was edible panties.
From Spencer's Gifts.
From Spencer's Gifts. Bought it in a mall. Oh, shit. Yes or no questions only. Sorry.
Okay.
Do you know it?
A wife fed her husband a single article of food. Again, mm-hmm. That's not yeah. what anybody ever says.
In 81, that's what they were saying.
Okay.
Keep in mind, 1981.
Okay.
He died as a result of eating it, and even though thousands of people heard of it, the wife was never brought to trial.
Is it thousands of people have heard of the food?
I don't think so. No.
Thousands of people heard of the incident.
Yes.
She was never brought to trial.
Yes.
Because nobody liked the husband. Did people like the husband?
Her husband was her yes. cat.
No.
Was the food what killed him?
No.
He choked on it.
No.
He...
Not directly, so no.
She choked him.
No. The not directly was to yours. No.
I hate this.
No. You like it, yes.
A man choked on an article of food.
No. A wife gave her husband a single article of food. He died as a result of eating it. Even though thousands of people heard of it, the wife was never brought to trial.
Oh,
it's
he
a Butterfinger BB.
Oh, yeah, it's a Butterfinger BB,
he
baby.
Gave him what? He only had ate one. Okay.
He did not starve.
Okay.
So the husband did not die from the food.
Correct.
He died.
He died as a result of eating it.
Okay, so it's a fugu.
I'm sorry?
Blowfish?
So there's not... You can die from eating food when it's not choking.
So eating the food did not kill him. But the act of eating the food is what got him killed. Is what caused him to die.
Oh, he picked it up with chopsticks, but then he put them through his face.
No, it was not using utensils.
He crashed the car.
There was no car. In fact, the cars hadn't even been invented yet.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So he was eating something that an animal also wanted.
Oh, this is cave person time.
I'm giving you guys some more hints before that.
So it was a stegosaurus. It was Fred Flintstone and Wilma, and she dropped a T-bone on the car and it tipped
Wilma,
over and crushed
my
them.
Car!
It tipped over and crushed them.
No, but great guess.
Is it during caveman times?
No.
Medieval times?
No.
Olden times?
Yes.
Was it raw?
I wonder
was
what we both
meat?
Mean when we say olden times. Was it raw meat? No, not meat.
Was it a vegetable?
No.
Was it a fruit?
Yes.
A fruit. So it's something with...
Oh, Adam and Eve.
Aaron got it exactly correct.
Oh, it's Adam and Eve.
Yes, this
and
is...
And it's the old time.
This is...
Ain't jazz and drinking.
Here's a nickel for you, Milo. You keep the booze coming all night.
So, just to be clear, in 1981, only a few thousand people had read the Bible.
That was my quibble with this thing. I was like, why not say million? Why not risk it? You don't think millions of people have heard this story in 81?
We're going to do a little bit of... role play.
I'm sorry, this is 1481.
We're going to do a little bit of dinner role play. JPC, I want you to be Adam. Aaron, I want you to be Eve. And you, Eve, are going to be tempting Adam to eat from the tree of knowledge a piece of fruit. Again, this is just proving that the best riddle book of all time is the Bible.
Is the Bible, yep.
Dooba 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 dooba. Come over here.
Can I stop you for a second?
Eve,
stop. Come
what?
On.
What?
Be
come
serious
on
for a second. I want to tell you something.
What?
Since you've come into my life, every day of my life has been the best day of my life.
Oh.
Oh my God, he's proposing.
Snake.
Kevin, please.
Please, Kevin, don't. I am so in love with you, and I can't imagine a world without you, and would you make me the... only man alive. What?
Oh, no, no.
No?
No, shh. Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
Just because I'm the only woman here does not entitle you to me.
I don't know. I don't
you
want
just
that.
You just assume?
I just... No. I No, I'm asked. I'm
You're so entitled.
I'm also, didn't she come from your rib?
Yeah.
Snake, please.
You're sort no, I'm just like saying my brother?
That's...
No, we're not... No,
I'd
no.
rather date Snake than... Are you kidding me? Just because I
Now's
got created for you. Snake, please.
Now's my
I said
chance.
I'd rather. You're both the bottom of the barrel. I'd rather.
I'm so sorry.
Bottom
I guess
of the
I,
barrel.
I guess
I don't know what that means. I've never heard that before. Is that a sort of saying?
Hey, Snake, stop eating the lunch off our backs. We're trying to have a conversation here. Look.
I was created for you. I'm doing air quotes. I was created
I
for did, you.
I didn't create you.
Look. You know what? Come over here. If you want to marry me so bad, eat this.
Oh, that's a snake. I
yeah,
should.
Eat him. Eat him right in front of me.
Please
you want
don't.
Me to eat snake?
And then
Please
when you're
don't.
Done eating snake, eat this apple. And then I'll marry you.
Okay, I would do anything for you. I love you so fucking much.
You love me because I came from you. You see yourself in me. Ugh.
Adam, report to the front of the garden.
Oh, God.
You're in trouble.
Adam?
Yes, oh, Lord?
Where's Kevin?
He's in his tummy.
I got hungry and I ate Kevin.
Cool. What's a tummy? Because at some point you all started to come up with your own vernacular.
What's vernacular? Is that like a colloquialism that we're not familiar with?
What's a colloquialism?
That's not in the zeitgeist.
What's
just,
the zeitgeist?
It's something from my lexicon.
Well, let's agree that we'll stay out of each other's biz.
Well, all's well that ends some.
Bye. I'm not marrying Adam.
All right, I'm dabbing on your graves, Fortnite.
Hand scheme.
That was fun.
And 10 fun. More minutes. Okay, yeah. That one was great. I'm gonna ask you this one again. This is a yes or no one.
Sure.
The man was afraid to go home because the man with a mask was there.
Oh, we've had this one before.
Yeah, it's the catcher. We had like a slightly different variation on that, right?
We're a man rounded. He left home.
He left home.
Took three left turns, and a man with a mask was waiting for two men with a mask.
I feel like there are some things like wind and breath and baseball diamond that are like, there are a thousand different variations.
Well, those
of that.
Are the four powers of Captain Planet. There was wind, earth, fire, and baseball diamond.
And baseball diamond had a monkey.
Yeah, Mati.
Okay. Okay, so again, 1981.
I was 17.
Weren't we all? No.
He's the boogie woogie boogie ball company.
You know, 1981, when everyone was trying to sell war bonds.
I was just a twinkle in my dad's penis. Mr. Allen. And we could cut this whole episode. Mr. Allen.
Mr. Cohen, I insist that you stop sticking things up there.
Oh, that's sort of a saying.
Yes, it is. That is sort of a saying. Wait, that fits. If the shoe fits, fuck it. We have to do this riddle.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing so hard. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mr. Kevin Allen was reading a newspaper and came across an article.
Hold on.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was just the funniest thing you've ever said. Give me a break. Okay.
Mr. Kevin Allen was reading a newspaper and came across an article about the death
article of food?
Yes, the article of food. About the death of a woman in the Swiss Alps. Reading that a Dr. Jones, a wife, had accidentally fallen to her death while skiing. Allen went to the police and told them Jones murdered his wife. After questioning, Dr. Jones confessed to the crime. How did Mr. Allen know?
Because Mr. Allen was really the character Short Round from the Indiana Jones series.
To play!
Because nobody else would call Indiana Jones Dr. Jones except for Short Round.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Tattoo from Pleasure Island? From Treasure Island? Is that what you said?
Yeah, from Tattoo Island.
Can you reread it?
Tattoo Island is that Russian band, girl band that kissed each other?
All
about us. Mr. Allen was reading a newspaper and came across an article about the death of a woman in the Swiss Alps. Reading that a Dr. Jones' wife had accidentally fallen to her death while skiing, Allen went to the police and told them Jones murdered his wife. After questioning, Dr. Jones confessed to the crime. How did Mr. Allen know?
Is this something we can glean from what you said, or do we have to...
I think you might need to ask me some questions, but the things that you can glean is that Mr. Allen read this in a newspaper. A woman died skiing in the Swiss Alps. And then Mr. Allen went to the police. They questioned Dr. Jones, and Dr. Jones confessed. But how did Mr. Allen know?
Because you can't fall down while skiing.
Yeah, a wobble, just, a weeble just, can't wobble without slipping a flobble.
Yeah.
No, that's...
He guessed.
Skiing is the art of falling down.
Yes, Aaron got it. He guessed. no, he did not guess. He knew. He had some information.
Was it anything to do with a picture that went along with the article?
No.
Did he know them personally?
But a picture is worth 1,000 birds in your hand. did he know them personally? Yes.
Oh.
Oh, he knew that Dr. Jones hated his wife.
He was having an affair with his wife.
No.
His wife didn't know how to ski.
No. I mean, it doesn't matter.
No, it matters.
No.
Because if she didn't know how to ski, she wouldn't go skiing.
She knew how to ski.
Is it have something to do with the Swiss Alps?
His wife was already dead.
No, and no. Not specifically. Except she did fall to her death while skiing.
Hadron Collider.
So he knows them personally.
Yes, Hadron Collider is the answer. And that's a question? So the answer is yes.
It's GPC. He knows them personally. Yes. So he knows a detail about them.
Yes.
That is the reason why he knows.
Yes.
Okay. Does it have to do with her body?
No.
Does it have to do with his body?
No.
Does it have to do with Body by Jake?
Mark by Mark Jacobs. No.
Is his body too bootylicious?
Yes, but that doesn't have to do with the riddle. For you. Yes, for you. Yeah, I mean, you were right on the money with the detail, like something that he knows.
They were supposed to do something. He knows she doesn't ski.
No. He doesn't know anything about skiing or that specifically. Any of that. Like her skiing skill level. Doesn't matter. And there is... So he does have a piece of information that led him... Okay. So try to ask questions.
He sold him a gun.
Not a gun.
He sold him a knife.
No.
He sold him something.
He sold him something, yes.
He sold him faulty skis.
No.
He sold them
a snowboard.
Tickets to Paris. He sold them to a different
tickets
place.
Tickets to Paris, no.
Tickets to London. Tickets to... Do you want to go?
One ticket home. He sold him one ticket home.
Yes, Aaron has landed
I've
on
got
it.
One ticket to kill my wife.
He sold him one ticket home.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
He was their travel agent, 1981, when travel agents were a thing. And he sold them one round trip ticket and one-way ticket. That is a cheap doctor to be like, I'll only need a one ticket back.
I think that's a really good riddle.
That's a good riddle. But again, travel agents are a thing of a bygone era, right? Like people don't have travel agents anymore. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to see a scene. Adel, you are a travel agent. It is the year 2018, so it's the modern era. And Aaron, you have just walked into this travel agent shop. You're a frickin' teen.
Sure. Why are these spider webs here?
Oh, come on in. Oh, you look like you got moxie, kid.
Is this Welcome. A haunted house?
Do you want it to be?
No.
Then it's not. No, I'm a travel agent. Come on in.
Oh, what?
A travel agent.
Is that like a spy?
Yeah. It's a kind of a cool thing. So what I do is, do you have the internet?
Each time you open your mouth, dust comes out.
Yeah, and little spiders.
Oh, God.
I died 40 years ago. But my business lives on.
Gross.
Joking. That's an old-timey joke.
The internet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I basically do what the internet does, but much slower. So if you want to go somewhere in the world, I'll help you achieve that goal. Where do you want to go? Where do kids want to go these days?
My crush's house.
Your crush's house?
Yeah.
Where does your crush live?
Three houses down from me.
Three doors down. I'm hip to that band. They sing Photograph, right?
Sure this isn't a haunted house?
No.
It's so cold in here.
If it was a haunted house, why would I have these fangs and this cape?
Jeez.
creak, when was the last time slam.
That door closed behind me. When was the last time someone was in here?
Oh, I'd say 1981.
God, the year my grandparents were born.
How old are you?
15.
That checks out. I wanted to poke a hole in that, but you know the saying, you can't poke a hole in a steel boot.
Well, it was nice meeting you, mister.
Hey, am I scary?
Yeah, no.
Can I sell you a ticket, just like a plane ticket, so you can go see your crush?
I mean, she is in Italy with her parents.
Oh.
That'd be weird to just show up.
No, that's great. So
on someone else's family trip?
Let me pull up my typewriter here and let's book you one
is
ticket.
Is that a Windows 98?
Yep, it's a Windows 98 typewriter. You listen well. Let's put this in here. One ticket to Rome.
I'm 15. I listen to who I want when I want.
We listen to the who?
O'Reilly. We cut to the airline where you're about to board this flight to Rome. But the ticket attendant is that same old man, complete with vampire cape and cowl.
Here's my ticket to Italy. Whoa!
Good to see you again. Creak, slam.
Oh, I missed my flight.
Attention passengers, that was the final boarding call for Chicago to Italy.
This is probably for the best. That would have been spooky to show up.
That's also the sound a skeleton makes when he dunks.
Scene.
Oh my god.
You took my next riddle. What is the sound a skeleton makes when he dunks?
Creak, slam.
Oh boy. Cool. You guys did that exactly perfectly. Ready for this next one? Yes or no questions only.
Yes.
A gang of thieves rob a warehouse one night. They capture two night watchmen. It's K-N-I-G-H-T, so they're on the wall. They capture two night watchmen and place them unharmed and unbound in the trunk of a car parked nearby. The next morning, when employees hear sounds coming from the trunk, they open it. One man steps out alive and well. The other is dead.
No air in the trunk. One man sucked the air out of the other man's mouth or butt.
So,
have you ever read a survival book?
One man sucked the air out of another man's mouth or butt.
Mm-hmm.
No air in the...
So thieves robbed a warehouse.
Yes.
They took two nightmen. And you said night was spelled K-N-I-T.
He's joking.
That night watchman, just the guards, security guards.
So they put them in a trunk.
Uh-huh. Unharmed and unbound.
Left them overnight.
Yeah.
The next morning... One
was alive,
one was dead. Because one had needed medication.
No, you were right with the air thing.
Oh.
That is correct. But the part that's not correct is you said mouth and butt.
So they ran out of air.
Oh, penis.
Yes.
They only had the air for one, enough for one.
Air for one, please.
Air Force One, please. No, but how, yeah, yes. They only had air for enough for one, yes.
So one killed the other so he could breathe all the air.
How did one of them survive?
By killing
the other
and eating all that sweet, sweet air.
No.
By kissing.
No.
Poking a hole in the car and breathing out of it.
No.
By poking a hole in the person and breathing through it.
Yeah, he poked a hole in the person and breathed through it. No. So one person suffocated because of lack of air and the other person did not.
Yeah,
he
that's
sat on
the case closed.
But there was not enough air in the trunk for one man to live throughout the night.
So he sucked through his mouth or butt.
He got
Listen,
out?
I got it. Just give it to me.
You got it? I'll give it to you.
Keyhole.
There was something else in the trunk.
A tank of oxygen.
A straw.
Okay, so yes, it was oxygen.
Yeah.
But it was not a tank of oxygen. What else is something that might have air in it?
Lungs.
In a truck.
The spare tire.
The spare tire. So here's my quibble with this. I don't think trunks are airproof. Are they? Is a trunk airtight?
They shouldn't do that.
No, I don't think they are. I think if you were in a car drowning, you wouldn't air gets through.
Well, in 1981.
Oh yeah, they were building these things out of solid steel.
Yeah.
And welding the truck shut. Right, but that.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think you can breathe the air out of a tire.
No, I feel like there's
poison.
I think it's poison. I think they put poison in them so teens won't suck the air out and get high.
But if you pee it out, it's fine.
Yeah, if you pee it out
quick
But they
enough. Don't put poison in gas, so you can still siphon it out and drink that sweet, sweet gasoline.
That's true. You can drink that gas. So I want to see a scene. Adel and Aaron, you are both night watchmen, night watch people, and the thieves have ransacked the warehouse, and they have locked you in a trunk. You are locked in the trunk of a car.
Hey, buddy.
Boy, oh boy.
We're going to get you to your wedding tomorrow morning, okay?
This sucks. I mean, what is Diane going to think?
Oh, no. You're going to be a little rough around the edges, but we're going to get you out, okay?
Rough around the edges. You're the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the best man, though, okay?
You are the best. Thank you again for being my best man.
Yeah, of course. And we've been working here, night watchman at this warehouse for 10 years together. And
we met in the Scouts, right? Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
You remember what Chief Kevin used to say? Scoutmaster Kevin?
Don't get stuck in the back of a car, you'll die.
But if you do, suck the air out of the other person's mouth or butt. One of us has to live, one of us has to die. I got a wedding to get to.
A wedding to get to, too.
Yeah, but one of us is more important to the wedding than the other.
Well, I don't know about that. A best man's pretty integral to a wedding.
Let me have your air.
I'm the one who drinks a beer in the morning and gives a toast. That's always hilarious.
Wait, have you done this before?
I'm a lot of people's best friends, Kevin.
That hurts.
I'm your best friend, but I'm a lot of other people's best friends.
You treat me like a real spare tire. Oh, speaking of...
Kablam! The tire airs for me, and your wife will be mine, too. Gulpy, gulpy, gulpy.
Did you both have guns? You both reached for guns.
We both reached.
Kablamil.
You can tell two seasoned improvisers because as a scene is drawing to its logical conclusion, they both take out guns and shoot each other.
They have different funny noises for the guns.
Kablam. Correct.
Creek slam.
That's what happens when, an old dried-up river does a really wicked burn on you.
Creek. Slam.
A traveler on a deserted road. Aaron just nodded yes.
I was like, yeah, nice.
A traveler on a deserted road came upon a body of a man lying by the roadside. Dead. Oh, God damn it. The dead man was wearing a knapsack, though there were no marks on the body or blood anywhere. The traveler could tell immediately the cause of death. What happened?
So in 1981, a knapsack is what we used to call sleeping bags.
No.
Was there something in the backpack?
Yes.
Back to school supplies.
No.
Trapper keeper.
No.
A piece of paper with the name of the murderer.
Yes, it was Kevin.
A piece of pizza.
A piece of pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Is it a piece of pizza?
No. Little Caesars.
Was it your butt?
Damn.
Don't look and see if it was your butt.
Slam.
You know it wasn't your butt.
It wasn't my butt. It was a fart.
Can you read it one more time?
Yes. A traveler on a deserted road came upon a body of a man lying by the roadside dead. The dead man was wearing a knapsack, though there were no marks on the body or blood anywhere. The traveler could tell immediately the cause of death.
They put the weapon in the backpack.
No.
Was the knapsack a parachute that didn't open?
Yes. Yes, you got it. The knapsack was a parachute that didn't open. That's
awesome.
The cause
but
of death.
But there'd still be blood everywhere.
Here's the thing. There would definitely be... this is also, I think, for kids. This booklet is for kids.
It's all murders, and they're like, but there wasn't blood anywhere.
But I think that they don't want to, tell kids that, if a body jumps out of an airplane and hits the ground, that's going to freaking liquefy. There's going to be blood, bone, viscera, puke, poop, cum, eye gunk, bile, all of that.
In that order, quantities in that order.
Ew.
But
listen,
mostly,
we all know quantities.
I'm still laughing at Twinkle in your...
But to have it say specifically that there are no marks on the body or blood anywhere...
That's bullshit.
It's body just hits, science. Bounces twice, and it's...
Have either of you skydived before? Skydove?
Skydived, yes.
You have?
Yeah, a tandem. So you have to do it solo.
On a bicycle?
Yeah, on a bike. I BMX'd out of a plane. The plane was blowing up. I'm Batman. but to skydive solo, you have to go through training and stuff. Yeah. Or you have requirements or whatever.
Tandem skydiving.
Yeah, tandem skydiving, the instructor is strapped to your back.
I've done it.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
I did it in Queenstown. Yes, that's what it's called. New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand. That's awesome.
And it was over one of the mountains where they shot Lord of the Rings.
And it was over.
It was over. No, but the first minute of skydiving hurts because you like can't breathe at all.
Because you break your Skyman?
Oh,
kill me. You have to kill me. Your only choice is to kill me so I won't spread.
That's one of my favorite things you've said. Yeah, but no one tells you that. Did you? Could you not breathe for a little while when you
yes,
jumped?
Yes, but they did tell me that.
Didn't tell me that.
The week before I went, I went in Hawaii, and someone in the paper had broken their instructor like landed on them and broke their back.
Woof.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Let's do a scene. You two are going to be skydiving for the first time. I'll be your instructor.
Okay.
We'll see a scene where I'm just kind of trying to get you up to speed on how it's going to go.
Okay.
All right, so are there any questions at all? I feel like we got the gist of it. Yeah.
Sorry, I think you probably get this all the time. Is this going to...
I look like Matthew Modine. I get it all the time.
Oh, I was going to say, is this going
to... I was going to say Matthew Lillard.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. SLC Punk.
Yeah. Well, no, more from Scream.
Scream. Oh, yeah, okay. What were you going to say?
I was going to ask, when we jump out, is this going to hurt my Skyman? Is this going to break my Skyman?
Your Skyman will remain intact.
Shh. I didn't want him to hear.
Wait.
Your Skyman will remain intact. So, just so you know.
I can't hear any of this.
Because here's something you both need
me?
To know. When you skydive, anytime you land, there's never going to be blood. So, that inherently means your Skyman would never break. Because when your Skyman breaks, there's blood, right?
Yeah, well, I drink.
Not for everyone.
Well, then your Skyman didn't really break. Sounds like someone's telling lies. And also know that...
Someone tells lies, and someone only tells truths. My Skyman never breaks.
My Skyman didn't bleed. Hypothetically.
Okay, well, this is my kid sister.
Hypothetically?
This is my kid sister that I'm skydiving with. I don't want to know this about my kid sister.
Oh, kid sister.
Yeah.
So it's basically like she's from your rib. Hey, can I tell you two something?
Yeah.
No.
If your chutes don't open, remember, land on your feet and you'll be fine.
Did you say sheets or chutes?
Your sheets.
Let me put it this way.
Oh, are these bed sheets?
I'm good at shoot.
Are these fitted sheets?
Those are fitted sheets. I'll trust that the air will catch them.
No.
They're sort of the right shape.
I mean, I'm definitely going to shoot. I'm trying to break my Skyman.
Oh.
So I need to shoot.
Okay, then go ahead and shoot. Hey, did you know that you have more cum in your body than eye gunk?
It's seed.
Oh, my parents listen to this.
Kids listen to this sometimes. Google Skyman.
No.
Remember, 1981, and we don't endorse anything in this riddle book. This one's a little problematic. George lived with his Aunt Mabel, whose sanity he sometimes doubted. One day, Aunt Mabel was bragging about what an expert she had been in her former line of work. "I'll just go and get my clippings and show you," she said when she returned. She said. When she returned, George took one look, called the authorities, and had her committed.
My guess is the clippings were not newspaper clippings. They were clippings of people. Don't full stop.
And that's a full stop.
Don't full stop.
I can't in good conscience full stop you for this because you're correct.
Fingernail clippings.
Yeah.
No.
Toenail clippings.
No.
Hair clippings.
Yes. What was her former line of work?
Barber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a barber and she had saved people's hair. And so he was like, my aunt is insane, and put her in an institution. You know, how a man can just call the police on a woman and put her away in a home.
It happens to the best of us.
Officer, women be crazy.
Yes. So the book from 1981, we might come back to it. We may revisit
it
later.
You know what's similar? You know what? A fun little mirroring that just happened? That woman was called insane, and then I almost had a full stop done on me when I had the correct answer.
You said clippings of people.
I meant toenails, fingernail clippings. I understand that woman, and women are not crazy. Here we go.
A woman being committed to an insane asylum is the same as a woman on a podcast.
Being a full stop.
You're the 2018 version of having someone committed.
You told me I was crazy when I said pee out the poison, and then a lot of people on the internet said
died.
They
thought it.
Hey, do you guys feel like it's getting a little sunny out?
Whatever you're doing, I'm not interested in it.
You're
I feel like
shoulders.
I want to build a little castle.
I'm not interested in what you're doing.
Why don't you come play with me? Bring a shovel and maybe we can
Let's do the sandbox segment.
Let's just do the sandbox segment.
Welcome to another sandbox. welcome Sandy Weiss in the studio. How are you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me again.
Thanks for bringing your sandbox. What do we have on the docket today?
The sandbox docket? Where's your metaphor?
Sitting on the docket, the bay.
I've got more riddles about actresses' names. Would you like to go there?
Yes, I'm glad that we're doing this again, because last time we did this, I was one of them.
That's right.
It was incredible. And did you said something that your son...
So I've been listening to your show for all of it, and you have a fan in myself and my wife and also my son, who loves your show.
Where can we find your son's Twitter handle?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Does he have Twitter?
Not going to answer that question.
I know your kids, and they're very young.
So
that was a joke. But if
they are inappropriately young, and I'm embarrassed to tell the story because I'm a bad dad. So what happened was we were in the car, and the kids were in the back seat listening to their own stuff on their own headphones, and my wife and I were listening to an early episode of this show.
That
would be any episode.
Our salad
we're only
days.
10 in. Yeah.
Something in the single digits, I mm-hmm. think. And then my son said, "Okay, we're done," and we paused this show because it's inappropriate to play for kids
for sure.
And
because it would blow their minds,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, anyone that knows that, including my wife, but I was like, "What should we listen to now?" And she turns to me and goes, I think you would like that riddle podcast," out loud. And I was like, "What are you doing?" You can't. But it can't put the genie back in the bottle. So he's like, "Yeah, that sounds great. Play that." And I was like, "Well, here we go." And so we played it, and it was he loved it. He ate it up. So the next day, he was like, we were in the car, and he was like, Can we listen to the Riddies and Puzzies?
That's adorable.
How old is he?
9.
Oh.
I think this sends the wrong message.
Two things. That's the best story ever. Mm-hmm. Two, please have him rate and review us on iTunes.
Okay. So I'll do you better. He actually has riddles he wants to give you.
Oh,
fun.
Did you bring him or can we have him on the show?
Did I bring him? He's in my pocket.
I said, did you bring riddles for him? Of like, here's some riddles he wrote for you.
No. He comes to me from school with riddles. Like, he mm-hmm. has riddles that he's acquired at school.
Can we have him call in sick to school and come into the studio?
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, we record 9 a.m. on
Wednesdays.
No, I want
to do a kid episode.
We only record
come in
on
school
days.
We'll do a PG
days.
Episode. And we'll make sure JPC doesn't say anything disgusting.
Would you ask him? Or if he's listening right now... he won't be because this won't air for a while.
How do you think this works?
This is Skype, right?
He could have tapped my phone. It's a possibility.
But please pass along a message for him to please come in the studio, and we'll do a special sandbox with him.
Okay. A kids edition sandbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because most of these are adult sandboxes.
So let's get to some of those. What do we want to call this?
Good.
Fill in the Tyra blank banks.
Jesus. I like how you're trying to brand the thing that he
you
does.
You ruined my favorite thing.
Fill in the Tyra Banks. It doesn't even work.
Tyra
because
Blanks.
You didn't use Tyra, and that's not her last
what
name.
What am I going to use? Billy Blanks?
Billy Blanks.
He's not a female actress. What are we doing?
Yes, I do.
Take it away, Sandy.
All right, here we go.
Sandy, I have to ask, do you only do these for actresses, or do you do these for actors as well, or do you have like a... Is this just like one of the portions?
I don't know why. When I first did this, when I first started making these, I don't know why, but women's names or actress names came to me much easier.
Okay.
So then I just kept with the theme. I don't think that female names are necessarily going to lend themselves better to this format than
Delta
Burke. Male.
Yeah.
Yeah, Delta Burke.
Because I'm going to want to...
Damn it, got to cross that one off.
I'm going to want to guess Ned Beatty all the time, so just know that that's coming out.
Yeah. I'm gonna run out of actress ones pretty soon.
Okay.
And then I'll go on to male actors and singers. And here we go. As a Cooper owner, you obviously know that every blank blank like yourself is a paragon of politeness. Would you like to guess?
And Aaron, you said it was Winnie Cooper from from that show You Shouldn't Know, since you're so young and hip.
As a Cooper owner, you obviously know that every blank blank like yourself is a paragon of politeness.
Alice Cooper.
Mini Driver.
Damn it.
Boom, baby.
Awesome.
You got it. Next one. The drugstore bandit would travel the streets at midnight, blank blank AIDS and Walgreens.
Maria CVS.
Something with right.
Yes. I'm only here to troll Aaron.
Robin Wright.
Ah,
Robin Wright pen.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have made a pun about pens.
I will never get over that. Maria CVS. The funniest made up name.
Let's do a quick segment where JPC and I are going to be casting directors. And Aaron, I want you to come in. You're famous actress, sure. Maria CVS, mm-hmm. and we want you to come in and audition for a role for The Wonder Years.
Great.
And let's see how that goes.
Hello, darling. Thank you so much for seeing me. It's been a while since I've had to audition.
Oh, Maria, come on in.
Don't you know who I am?
You're Maria
CVS, CVS. Of course. And thank you so much for agreeing to audition. It's just that we have a lot of interest in this part, and we really want to find the right fit.
It's very humbling. People usually just know my name and put me in things.
Okay, here are your signs, and you're going to be reading with Kevin here.
I'm Kevin.
All right. I'm going to forget your name. I'm Maria CVS.
That's fine. I do want to let you know the reason we're having your audition is because another big name is up for the part. Are you familiar with the song Foolish Games?
No.
Well, there's a famous actress, Jewel Osco, who's also up for the part.
Are you familiar with the song Wicked Game? Because Chris Isaac is also here in the studio.
All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and read the scene. You, me, and Chris Isaac.
I cannot believe I have to audition.
Oh, is that Bonnie? Bonnie, come on in here. How you doing?
I'm Maria CVS.
What a wicked game. And scene.
Honestly, I don't know if you're right for the part.
Mean.
We wrote your name, Maria CVS, into the movie, but...
Oh, brother.
And Sandy,
the movie Wonder Years.
During that, Sandy got up and left.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's go on to the next one.
Here we go. Even though I'm sure it's hard to blank, blank are good for your digestive system.
Swallow.
Beverly Tums.
Chew. Beverly Tums.
Chew Skittles. Even though it's hard to blank, blank
are good for your digestive
taste.
System. And I'm going to tell you this.
Even though it's hard to swallow.
Young actress.
Penny Marshall. It's hard to chew.
You know it's hard to Annie Potts.
Actually, this one is also Maria CVS.
She's a young actress.
Even though it's hard to Anne Hathaway.
Younger than that, I'm sure.
I'm sure it's like a child actress.
Is she a teenager or in her 20s?
Let's go 20s, and I'm going to confirm
okay,
that.
Okay.
And one more time with the sentence.
Even though I'm sure it's hard to blank, comma, blank are good for your digestive system.
Aubrey Plaza.
She's 29.
She's 29.
Ooh, 29. That's my age.
It's hard to digest.
You might not know her name. That makes the game less fun.
Haley Steinfeld.
What is she known
even
for?
Though it's
or
hard
like,
to...
Is she a TV actress or a movie actress?
She's British. She's a movie actress.
Oh, man.
A lot of small movies.
Even though...
But she's got a very distinctive name, which is why I chose her for this game.
Imogen...
Heap.
Potts?
Well, that's an actress, a singer.
Yeah.
I've only seen her name in writing.
You're very, very close.
I don't think I've ever...
Add one more letter to that. It's not Potts.
Poots.
Mm. Poots.
Poots are good for your digestive system.
Oh.
Sandy, it's so sad to say goodbye to you, but never come back.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
okay. at the clue.
So is it supposed to be, even though it's hard to imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Is that okay?
Well, we're getting into a bit of a...
All right, I'll go back to
it. I like that one.
Sorry, here's a new one. Every blank, blank soda comes up with the year's new flavors.
Kelly Grape.
Every blank, CVS.
Every blank, comma, blank soda comes up with the year's new flavors.
Every year, every month.
Every comma, every blank, comma, blank soda comes up with the year's new flavors.
Mm. Day Sprite.
Day Sprite.
Me say Day Sprite.
Oh, God. Every year, blank, comma, blank soda. All right, so it's a soda name.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a real soda?
Uh-huh.
Mm. What's the one that does Jones? What's the one that does all those weird ones?
There
Jones
sodas?
Oh, yeah, it's Jones.
Something Jones. Every Felicity Jones.
Rashida Jones.
Every Rashida.
Jones. Every... Think of January it. Jones.
You got
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, nice one.
I have only ever gotten one of these right.
These are so fun.
Okay. Ugh. At the Clue rap party, Curry and Khan had to blank blank because he was so drunk.
Fuck each other.
his son is listening to this.
That's on the IMDb page for Clue.
Curry and Khan.
At the Clue rap party, Curry and Khan had to blank blank because he was so drunk.
Who were the other male actors in that?
Curry and Khan had to blank blank.
I'm not going
to
tell you, but.
Drive. No. Okay.
Had to stay
sober up. Is
you
there
should go down the path Aaron has started.
Oh, it's Drive?
No,
she
no,
asked what other actors are in the...
I don't remember.
So Curry and Khan are the only two I can remember off the
yeah,
top of
my head. Yeah, I only know Ooh. Tim Curry was in
there. And the woman who's Scarlet, I know her name.
They had to...
Colonel Mustard.
They had to Professor
Who's the
Plum.
Guy who's Colonel Mustard?
I mean, I could have picked lots of movies. You want me to pick another movie?
Yeah, you could give us another one with, but with still with Tim Curry in it.
Okay, well this makes it harder.
No. Just give it.
What if I tell you it was mustard? Does that help?
I can't remember who played.
Okay.
No, I don't know any actors.
Okay,
names.
How about this?
I thought it was an actress though.
It's an actress.
No, but it would be the same name, part of the name.
How about this?
His last name.
At the Mr. Mom rap party,
Michael Keaton.
Keaton and Gar had to. Blank blank because he was so drunk.
What is the name of that actor?
Minnie Driver. It's a God.
I've never seen Mr. Mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Michael Keaton's one of my favorite
actors.
But
the actors. Guy who's Colonel Mustard, he's
Should
famous.
I pick a movie not from 1983 or 5?
No, please keep at it.
Okay.
Oh, I know his name.
But why his name? Why is his name important?
It's the. We're Say looking right, for right the into last, the. We're looking for the last name of the person. And so he probably has the same last name. His last name is maybe the first name of this actress or the same last name.
Okay, I'm looking at the IMDb. He is known for Clues, number one, mm-hmm. Mr. Mom's number four. In between is Jingle All the Way and
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So I don't think I'm going to pick another movie that's better than those two.
They decided to Sinbad.
Oh, no. Who's... Yeah, isn't it Sinbad in Jingle All the Way? No.
Yeah, he's Colonel Mustard.
He has glasses.
I don't think Jingle All the Way is well known.
Okay. All right. So if I can't get it through this guy's last name, what's the other part of it?
Phil Hartman.
Yeah. What's the other part of it? So if someone is drunk at a party, other people have to...
Take care of...
Karen.
Karen.
Close. Very close. Not why Karen?
Carrie? Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher. Carrie Ann Moss.
Carrie
Elwes.
Carrie Russell.
Carrie on My Wayward Son.
Carrie Mulligan.
Carrie Mulligan. Martin Mull.
Remember him? Carrie Mull again.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, I remember. Martin Mull, Jingle All the Way. That's all.
Yeah, Martin Mull.
Mm-hmm.
We know who that is, right?
This is the freshest, hippest,
mustard
Ritty
and
Puzzy podcast talking about Martin Mull.
Martin Mull.
These are my favorite things we've ever done in the show.
Maybe the segment is called Martin Mulling It Over.
And we have Martin Lawrence on. And we ask him some riddies and puzzies. And he mulls it over.
You're gonna like this one.
I guarantee it.
Okay.
Men's Warehouse.
Every paycheck, I put half into a local bank, blank, blank, in an offshore account. Every paycheck, I put half into a local bank, blank blank in an offshore account.
And
the rest
you're on your way there.
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
I like Anne Heche better. I think that fits better.
Most of
I like
America
Maria
agrees with
CVS
you.
Better.
I took.
Let's do.
I put
one
half
more?
Of my money in All a right. bank and Heche.
I'm gonna go into. I'm gonna go way back for this one.
Ooh. Are you playing with? Are you playing with card or Heche? I don't have any Heche on me.
The Cockney gentleman said to the aristocrats with the dilapidated lawn, and this is where I'm not going to do an accent, but if you guys want to, go for it, JPC.
Great day.
The Cockney said to the aristocrats with the dilapidated lawn, "Oi, don't blank blank on staff."
Don't short yourself. Don't.
Ewan. Don't Ewan McGregor on staff.
Don't you have anyone? Don't you?
It should be, oi, don't ya blank blank on staff. And you're on your way there.
Don't
you have anyone?
Clean.
Yeah. How would a Cockney man say it?
Ava?
Ava Gardner?
Ava Gardner.
You got it.
Ava Gardner.
Oh, boy. So good.
Oi. Don't you ever get me?
I want an app on my phone that has an endless amount of these.
One a day.
Yeah, it's just one a day. And it's on Twitter.
But I would like an app on my phone where there's an endless amount. I'm dreamy.
You'll just have to follow.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was going to plug your Twitter, which is four letters that I don't remember.
Right. It's Puzzler without some of the letters. It's
perfect.
PZLR.
Figure it out. Fucking figure it out, listeners.
PZLR.
PZLR Daily Puzzles. Hopefully still daily by the time you hear this.
So maybe at I'll... please later, because a new puzzle mm-hmm. comes out every day. So please later.
And then someone Venmo him $100,000 to start an app where I get an endless amount of these every day.
And everyone is a pun on your name.
And all of it's my name is the answer for all of them.
And maybe we can convince you to do some stuff for our social media. Maybe some puzzles on there.
Yeah. What am I agreeing to? Yes. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is.
Whatever you agreed to, you did it on the air. So we got you, sucker.
That's maritime law.
Please have your son come in and do all of the riddles he collected at school.
Yes, I will. We'll have you back for future sandboxes. Thank you so much for doing that.
And Sandy, where can we find you?
I run a company called The Mystery League, where I make puzzles and games. And you can learn all about that stuff at mysteryleague.com. And I post puzzles daily on Twitter at PZLR.
This riddle was submitted to me by a close personal friend of mine. This riddle was submitted to me by Mr. Tim Lyons. He submitted this riddle to me in person.
Isn't that your roommate?
It is my roommate.
He's fun.
He submitted me to this riddle in person maybe 2 weeks into our podcast and has asked me why it hasn't been on the podcast every week, even though I told him we had like six already recorded when he submitted this to
Sounds
me.
Sounds like a Tim problem.
Yeah, it's a big Tim problem. I'm not going to fucking hear about this riddle anymore.
I like the phrase "Big Tim problem."
Buried a bird with Tim.
Really?
Yeah, we had a dead bird and we buried it together.
You had a dead bird?
Yeah, it was not dead at first, and then it.
Man laid with woman, a dead bird was born.
Yeah, that's just a memory I have with him.
You found a dead bird?
There was two birds fell out of a nest. That sounds like a riddle. Two birds fell out of a nest, and our friend Shelby Plummer saved like a witch. She put them in her desk with like a heater on them mm-hmm. and saved them. And then one ended up dying, and so we all need.
So she didn't save them.
Well, she saved one, and one she kept alive a little while longer and let him die in a comfortable place.
It sounds like they both died.
One time, Tim claimed that a rat. Climbed the vines outside of our house, chewed through a window, went into the kitchen, chewed through a bag of chips, and then climbed out of our apartment. But I have a sneaking suspicion that Tim got drunk and tore open the bag of chips.
Then he took the double stuffed Oreos, tried to put it back in the bag, and there's a real wily rat.
Anyway, so this is the rat Tim Lyons and
this
his
is
riddle.
Great advertisement for Tim.
He drank your last Modelo, and
so this is again yes or no question, yes or no's, and I you can only speak in yes or no's. Tim specified you can only ask yes or no questions. He also said, let me know if you want the answer too. Didn't even have to email him for the answer because I knew it. A man is running down a hallway with a piece of paper. The lights flicker. He turns around and walks away. What happened?
We don't know.
He also says, it's possible I told Adel this riddle a long time ago, drunk at IO, but who can remember?
I don't.
Good.
A man is walking down a hallway with a fluttering piece of paper. The lights flicker.
Just no flutter to the paper. Just a piece of paper. The lights flicker. He turns around and walks away.
Ghost.
Yep, he was a ghost. Damn it. No. Not a ghost.
The paper was a flash paper. I
don't know. No.
Glow in the dark.
No.
Okay.
The lights flicker.
A man is running down a hallway with a piece of paper. The lights flicker. He turns around and walks away.
It's Benjamin Franklin. He's flying a kite. The light flicker is lightning.
No.
The man is lightning. The flicker is Benjamin Franklin.
Yes, that's it. You said it so close, but I gave it.
Does it have to do with what's written on the paper?
Yes.
What word written on a piece of... Oh, it's got to be... The light's flickering has to be someone read, like someone... The call's coming from inside the house. Like he held up the paper to the police or something.
No.
Is the light flickering cops?
No.
Is the light flickering controlled by a third party or second party? It's not natural light. It's not like
it's not natural light. It's not natural light.
It's a sign. Yes.
No.
Was what was written on the paper something to help, like a plea?
Something to help.
Was it a plea written on there?
Was it a plea? No, I don't think it was a plea. That's a pretty vague term.
Did the person who flickered the light, was the paper intended for them?
You're assuming a lot with that, so I'll say no. Okay.
Did the man walk away with the paper still in hand?
Yes.
So he ran towards the light and then walked away.
A man is running down a hallway with a piece of paper. The lights flicker. He turns around and walks away. What happened?
Oh, then the lights flicker implied that something else turned off too.
Yes.
So he's in a high school. Is he in a high school?
No.
Is he in an office building?
No.
Is he in a hospital?
No.
Hallway. Is he?
Oh, I love this.
What kind of building he's in matters.
Yes.
Hallway. What kinds of build? Every building has a hallway.
Yes.
Is he in an apartment building?
No.
A house?
No.
Is it a building that I would have been in today?
No.
White House?
No.
Museum?
You don't want to go to this building.
Jail. Prison?
Yes.
Prison. And the paper said, people are, don't shoot.
No.
The paper, why would the lights flicker?
Why would the lights flicker in a prison? Well, a man is running down a hallway with a piece of paper.
Oh, is he getting shot?
There's somebody's getting electrocuted.
Yes.
Oh.
No, it's the pardon.
Yes.
They're saying stop.
Yeah.
You got pardoned.
Absolutely. You got it. Yeah.
And then once the lights flicker, he's like.
Dark Tim Lyons.
Dark. Also, so assuming the governor calls and says, I will give the pardon. And then the guy like writes it down on a piece of paper, I guess.
There should also be a phone. There's also. Isn't there literally a phone in the room with where the execution happens?
Well, so we don't electrocute people anymore, but this riddle's from 1981, which is when Tim was born.
But when it happened, it wouldn't be like, oh, the telephone for the pardon is 20 minutes away. It was like in the room, wasn't it?
I think so, but I don't know. Maybe it's movies. I don't know. Anyway, this is a fun riddle from a good friend.
And he didn't want to show the family or anyone else. He's like, ooh, yikes.
Yeah, what Tim doesn't say is the guy says, yikesy, bikesy, wikesy, and he shuffles up out of the prison.
So here's what I want to end on.
Okay.
I'd like, Aaron, I want you to play the governor who's calling in to give a pardon to the prisoner about to be executed. Mm-hmm. JPC will be the guard on duty who takes the call.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to meander on the phone a little bit. Which is why he's late getting the pardon.
Thank
down
you.
The hallway.
Prison.
Ring, 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 ring.
I've just announced the room I'm in. I'm in a prison.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, this is the prison.
Creak,
hi,
slam.
This is the governor. You may have heard of me.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe you haven't.
Governor McNamara. It's so, this is such an honor.
I wanted to call you and talk about a couple things. First and foremost, very important, urgent. I can't stress how urgent this is.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that actress?
Oh.
Okay.
I know this game.
Okay, so she, all right.
Is it Alicia Silverstone?
No. So she
Are
plays
you sure?
Like,
are you sure?
You're right, I'm not sure.
Okay.
She plays the best friend in things often. She was in 13 going on 30.
Okay.
She was in
I haven't
Jurassic
seen it.
Park. She was in.
Ooh, I know that one. Laura Dern.
No, the Jurassic World.
Oh.
That's what she was in. Not Jurassic Park, Jurassic World.
Is this the Ron,
she was in,
Ron Howard's
the
daughter? Is it the Ron Howard's daughter?
But she's been in a number of movies with
but
her. She was also in Arrested Development for a little while.
Oh, Portia de Rossi.
No, she's blonde.
Oh, Portia de
she's
Rossi.
She's great.
Who
could it be?
She's very charming, often plays side characters.
What would I know
She'd have
her
own vehicle.
What would I know her from?
She's in The Village. She plays Bryce Dallas Howard's sister in The Village.
Okay. She's in Jurassic World?
She's the mom in Jurassic World. She sends her two sons out.
Oh, my God, I know who you're... She's in What Women Want, too, isn't she?
Is she? Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, God, what is her name? What is her name? What is her name? Can you give me 1 second?
Uh-huh.
Can you give me 1 second? Dave?
Yeah?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah?
What's the woman who... She's in Jurassic World. She's the mom.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
No, she's Bryce
She's also the lead in The Village.
She's Bryce Dallas Howard's sister.
In Jurassic World?
Yeah.
No, in The Village.
I'm sorry?
She's Bryce Dallas Howard's sister in The Village. Oh, actually,
in Jurassic
both.
World. Holy shit. She's both... Bryce Dallas Howard's sister in The Village and Jurassic World.
And it's not Bryce Dallas Howard?
And it's, you're sure it's not Bryce Dallas Howard?
I'm positive it's not Bryce.
It's not. It's not Bryce Dallas Howard. God, what is her name?
It wouldn't be Judy Greer.
It's Judy Greer. She does a voice on Archer. It's Judy.
Woo!
Did the lights just flicker? Oh, my
God. Oh, so also, Kevin, I want to pardon him. He's not getting killed today. Good news.
Okay, good night, Governor.
We cut to, in real time, we cut to the electric chair where Kevin is about to be executed. Oh, that's weird. The lights are flickering. Guess must be an electrical storm or something. Well, you're very much still alive. The lights flickering didn't mean that
Any
you...
Any last words? Any actresses you want
to
name?
We have 30 minutes till I'm supposed to be executed. Could we just take the full 30 or...
Yeah, do you want to do a little puzzle? Try and guess an actress's name?
Yeah, I'll try to guess an actress's name.
All right,
you best try
one.
To guess an actress's name that I'm thinking of.
Okay, great.
Because I'm dying. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
Who? Edie Falco.
You're never gonna get it. It was Alicia Silverstone.
Oh,
Etsy.
Well, I've been old man puzzles for this episode. Dr. Daddy Riddles.
yuck.
And if you'd also like to hear other things that I'm in, you can listen to the Campaign podcast on the One Shot Network. You can also, if you're looking to watch some things on Twitch, we stream Overwatch on Monday nights at Ice Pickles OW is the Twitch handle. And then on Thursday nights at 7, we play Gloomhaven on Twitch at One Shot RPG.
And I am in some shows. I'm going to do all of them. So I'm on a team called Wet Bus that you can follow on Instagram. That's also our Instagram name. I'm on a team called Comet, which is a Herald team at the IO Theater. They're really, really fun. I'm also on a team called Brady. It's me and two other really funny ladies at 10 on Monday evenings. And I have a sketch show at Second City at 7:30 on Saturdays at the end of November, early December that you can buy tickets for called Emerald County.
Oh.
Bam.
Bam. Emerald County Creek? Bank Bam. And Trust.
And you can check Me Addle out at...
Me Addle?
Me Addle. Ritty
it's
Kitty.
Ritty Kitty.
Ritty Kitty, what were you saying?
Ritty Kitty, Me Addle.
Oh, that's adorable. You can check Meattle at IO Theater. You can come see World News Tonight. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to come see World News Tonight. You're going to see me, JPC, and most likely Aaron play. And then afterwards, you're going to stick around at the bar. And when we come out and we're ashamed of what we did, you're going to say hi and we'll have a drink.
Say hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
We'll have a drink and then you can tell us a riddle.
And we'll put it on the air, and we'll say you're our good friend. And we'll put you in the – you might join somebody else in the Riddle Hall of Fame.
If you had to go to Washington, would you rather go to Tacoma or Meattle?
You can also email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. You can check us out on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. And
Aaron, yeah. I wanted to follow up with you. You plugged Comet and IO Herald team, but if you could have another IO Herald team that was named after a different planetary body, what would it be?
Jupiter.
Have a good night.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Addle Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Marty Parrish in the music. By Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.